Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend
a listening hand,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by
Greetings and welcome again, our radio listening audience, to the radio broadcast of Imam Jahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning and taking time out for all the many duties you have to listen to the wonderful messages that Imam Shabazz brings to you on Sunday morning. Today's subject is Judgment Day is coming. Nothing can stop it. People, life is not for play or sport. Life has a serious purpose, and life also has a great meaning for us as far as our conduct is concerned. Is life after death? And because people don't or won't believe this, does not change God's word. So, if we are smart people, we will prepare for that day when we will stand before our Creator and have to answer for our deeds or conduct on this earth. We don't have time to waste playing games with chance, because when we stand before our Creator at judgment based on our life here in this material world, we'll determine where we spend eternity, in heaven or in hell. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. As you see, we will have another interesting discussion today. We pray that you will enjoy this as you have enjoyed the other discussions that we've had on our radio broadcast. And we want to just sit back, take notes, ask questions, join us. Hit that number one button anytime you feel like it, those of you in our audience listening, and ask questions or give comments, make comments. Let us know what you're thinking. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, it's your show, not just our show. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Greetings and peace to all the radio listening audience. There's no better greetings than we can greet each other and pray for the world. World peace. The peace is what keeps the world going. The peace of Almighty God. Almighty God, Allah created the world for peace, but in order to have peace, we must have first what's called justice. Justice is wanting the good that you enjoy for your others among humankind, and also wanting good for the creation of Allah that He made good. With that said, I would like to start or open with the Fatiha, the opening chapter or surah of the Holy Quran, the final revelations that Allah or the Creator revealed for all people, all people. He was the prophet for all people, Prophet Muhammad, for those who have faith in Allah in the last day, the day of judgment, have hope for their soul salvation, that is. Allah said He's the best model or example for all people who have hope that they will be saved from the fire of hell on the day of judgment. His moral conduct was the best of all human beings. And it is a good morality that leads us to the spiritual life inside of us that Almighty God has created to bring us back home to Him. It's inside, it ain't outside. So with that said, we say with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, Our praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Thank you. With that prayer, beautiful prayer said, if you think on it, it'll save your life. It'll save your real life. If you just think on the words and just read that fatah over and over again in the Holy Quran. Allah said that's the most often repeated ayat, a verse in the Quran, because it covers the whole of the life of the human being while we're here this short time on earth. Yeah, we want to talk about the judgment day because in the world today, I'm a Muslim. My way of life is Islam. Islam is not a religion. It's a way of life for all people, but I look in my faith, and the Christian faith, and the Jew faith, them the three major religions in the world. And then you got up Buddhism, Hinduism, all other religions. And I have respect for all religion, because all religion is designed to bring people back to God consciousness and to keep people conscious of the purpose of life that Almighty God, Allah, created for us to live, which is the same life. What is that? A good life. So we should not have any controversies with Christians or Jews or Muslims or other people in other religions or way of life, because life is the same. Life is the same for every, not only human being, but every creature. Life comes from the Creator. He breathed or inspired into his creation his life, and everything came to life. And if he's not connected with his creation, if it's any part of his creation disconnected from him, it have no life. And this is what we see in the world today. We see a lot of killing, a lot of death, a lot of destruction, a lot of evil. And that is simply because most people have forgot their Creator. And most people have forgot Allah or the Creator simply because we have free will. And Brother Larry, a beautiful brother, was saying last night in one of our conversations that because Allah is so merciful, our Creator is so merciful, he don't punish us for everything we do. In fact, he lets a lot of people go 30, 40, 50, a whole 60, a whole lifetime in crime and sin. And he still don't take their life. He still give them a chance to change. And I said to myself when I was talking to him, no, I wasn't talking to him. I was just talking to Allah, our Creator, inside of me. And he revealed to me just to remind the people that the reason that I don't haven't destroyed them already for all the evil they're doing in America and the world. He told me, he said this, he said, because when I decreed or ordained my creation in the heavens and the earth, I ordained that my mercy prevail over my wrath. So don't think because, you know, you're doing wrong that, you know, and because you ain't getting punished right away, don't think you're getting away, people. You're not getting away. You just have a loving and merciful Creator who giving you a chance to recognize the error of your ways and come to him and repent and change. Get it together. He don't want none of his human servants to go to hell. He want all of us to go to heaven, to come back home. He just put us here to test us. You got to earn your way back home. It's just like on a job. If you got a job and the job requires you to work 8 hours a day, you know, and that's mandatory, you know, and you go in there and you work 4 hours and you try to hide and sneak and so the manager or owner can't see you the other 4 hours. When he eventually catch you, he going to fire you. So symbolically, I'm using that to say that most people in religion, they think they can worship Allah as a convenience when they want to and call on him when they need him, not realizing they need him all the time, but they think They only need him when they want something. That's his creation that he's created. And then when you give it to them, and even if they're sick, that's part of it too. He healed a lot of people when they're sick. A lot of people have cancer. And, I mean, some major diseases and illnesses. And through the grace and mercy of Allah, he healed them. But once he healed a lot of people, I've seen them over my 60 years go right back to sinning, showing ingratitude and all the sins I've committed. I thank Allah every day, eternally, for saving me from my own self-destruction. You know, so people have forgotten and Almighty Allah. And there's a surah in the Holy Quran that says, when you forget Allah, your creator, you forget your own soul. So what is that? Didn't Allah say in the Quran when he created people, he put some of his spirit, life-giving spirit in our heart, and it gave us what? Spiritual life. We became living souls. So your life as a human being is your spirit, your soul, the spirit of Allah in your soul. So when you abandon your creator, forget him. Forget him. Then you lose your soul. So when you lose your soul, you lose your human life. And then you become really not just an animal. You become a monster. You become a beast. Because Allah said you will do things that animals won't even do when you forget him. You'll fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. And you see that every day. I can name just a few events to remind you. And there won't be but a few. But that guy Dahmer that they caught after he had killed people and put them in his house and he cut up their body parts, put them in the refrigerator like meat out of store. And then when he got hungry, you know, wanted to eat, he would go get different body parts and cook them and eat them. And that, you know, that's cannibalism. That's inhuman. You don't even see animals eat other animals except that Allah has created them to eat other animals for survival. And that's only for survival. That's nature. But human beings are not supposed to eat other human beings' flesh. You know? No, and Allah don't put people in a position where you really got to eat human flesh. That's my belief. I believe that he's created enough creation and substance in the creation where you can eat trees off of trees, you can eat leaves, and anything besides human flesh. As I read the Holy Quran, I never read in the Quran where any messenger, any prophet of Allah or the creator ever ate human flesh. Never. So we see horrific things happening in the world, horrible, because most people have forgotten their creator. And I said to Brother Larry that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So what does that mean? We've heard that a lot. I know a lot of us have. An idle mind is a mind without the consciousness of God, Allah, in that mind. That mind have forgotten the creator. So that mind is empty. Empty. Idle also means empty. So that empty mind is not just going to stay empty. That empty mind becomes what? The devil's workshop. So that's what has happened to most people. They have forgotten the creator, and evil has taken over their mind, their hearts, and their souls. And they live every day to see how much evil they can do. Just like it's natural in our nature, every day we're given an opportunity to do good. Most people take those opportunities to do something evil, to do something perverted, to do something to hurt somebody. And there's another saying of one of our ancestors as African Americans. Frederick Douglass may have said it. W.E. Du Bois may have said it. Or somebody. Either way, there was one of our ancestors that gave their life for African Americans to have freedom, justice, and equality in the United States of America and be treated as a human being. They said the only time we should look down on anybody is when we're picking them up. Now, that's Islam. You studied the nature of all creation, all creation gives back to the creation to help the creation to sustain itself. That's how all creation was created, to interact and for the betterment of each other. And in that, in that statement, I would say out of the Holy Quran, and then I'll give way to someone else to talk. Allah, the Creator, says He created the human, the soul, as tribes and nations, different, that we might get to know one another, love, appreciate one another, and not despise, hate, and hurt one another. So we was created for the love, Allah, the Creator, for not only ourselves as humans, but for all His creation, because He made it all good, and we was created in His goodness. We weren't created in evil. Allah said He created the nature of good in every human being. So by nature, we're good. By nature, no male is a female, and by nature, no female is a male. But you got now, even in America, they done legalized same-sex marriage, totally going against the will of Allah. Allah destroyed cities in the past, like Sodom and Gomorrah, during the lifetime of Prophet Lut, a lot, for that same crime, sodomy. That is, you know, men having sexual intercourse in the anus of other men and just committing all kinds of abominable acts with the same sex. And even the prophet Lot offered them, he said, look, if y'all want women, I got women. You can marry my daughters too. And they told him, just like they the other day, well, we don't want no woman. You know what? Well, what we want. We want men. We don't want no women. And that's how, especially in the United States of America, that is, they walk in boldly. When I was in Washington, D.C. about 2 months ago, working on one of the main streets, Georgia Avenue, I seen so many men with men hugging and kissing in the public, and women with females with females hugging and kissing. And when I had to go to hospital on various occasions, well, no one's running to the hospital predominantly but lesbians and gays. And, you know, the ungodly conduct is acceptable now in America and the world. That's not a natural world. This is an unnatural, evil world we're living in, because it's not the real world. The real world is inside of your body. The real world is in your soul and in your thinking, your mind, your righteous consciousness, your good moral consciousness, God consciousness. Human beings live in their mind, in their soul. They don't live in the material world. The part of us that live in the material world, that's not our real life. That's our animal life. But that's not our real life. Allah said when He created our animal life, we didn't become a living human being until He put His divine spirit in our soul, and then He lifted us up above other animals and made us godlike, where we could think, reason, and choose right from wrong, choose our life as human beings, or choose to not to have our life, choose other than ourselves, souls, choose to be an animal, a beast, an evil jinn, evil spirit. So everybody, the conditions are not going to change until we change our thinking, change our heart. Allah said He will never change the condition of a people or an individual until they first change their heart. Change your heart from, you know, selfishness, you know, wanting things for yourself and not caring about other people. You know, He ain't going to change your condition. God didn't create us to be selfish, Allah. He created us to be unified. And He works in His unity. And His unity brings about love. And when we are divided, evil conquers us. Evil's main weapon is division. Evil's main weapon was division with Adam and Eve. It lied to them and got them divided from Allah. Got their attention off Allah. Because if they had kept their attention on the law, they would have been unified in standing firm for what the law say, and they wouldn't have listened at the devil. And that's how we are on earth. If we remain unified, united, we stand. Divided, we fall. But if we're already divided, there's no hope, future hope for us. With that said, I say, As-salamu alaykum. Peace.
Walaikum as-salam. Yes, indeed. We're listening once again to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And Imam Shahid Shabazz is he's teaching today. Yes, he has. Beautiful discussion. We have to be reminded, constantly reminded, that we are just traveling through this earth. We are not here to stay forever. This is not our home forever, our eternal home. And we must understand that we are supposed to be constantly preparing to get back to our eternal home, our Creator, and to be with Him and among those who have been chosen to enjoy eternity with Him and His heaven, His paradise, His Jannah. Yes. So we want to listen carefully to what Imam Shahid Shabazz is saying to us, brothers and sisters. If there's any comments, there's any questions, push that number one button and ask and talk and let's hear from each other today. We do have some guests today. I see one of our main supporters is here this morning with us, and that's Brother Larry. Brother Larry from our Durham. As-salamu alaykum. How are you, Brother Larry?
Wa alaykum as-salam. I am fine, thank you. I'd like to give my greetings of peace. Again, as-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, brother.
Wa alaykum as-salam. But, yes, I'm certainly inspired this morning from the teachings of Imam Shahid. Yes, Brother Shahid, as you mentioned that we have a conversation last night, I certainly enjoyed the conversation, the talk that we had last night, and inspired, and I mentioned to you last night that I would certainly try to come on this morning to hear and give my greetings to the listening audience and the people. Yeah, Brother Shahid, it's kind of funny laughter in reference to hubris. As we spoke last night about sometimes people just don't, they take advantage of, we often take advantage of the greatness that Allah has given us and blessed us with because we know He is so merciful. He is so merciful. So we oftentimes just, we'll sin. And we mentioned last night, brother, and I like to share with the audience that, people will, we will, and I say people, so I say we will, including myself, we will often do so many ungodly things, so many things that even the ones that we know are not right, until the last minute, I would say, because we know the goodness and the greatness of Allah, and He's so merciful. And humorous, as I was saying, humorous, and all, it's kind of like a laughter almost to say, as you mentioned last night, that, we have these Sunday go to church people. And the humorous part of it was, too, we have these Ramadan Muslims. So, yeah, we often just live it to the last minute. And we say, well, okay, I've done all this week, and so I'll go to church today, I'll go to mosque today, and my sins will be forgiven. And there's some truth to it, I would say, Brother Shahid. I would say there's some truth to it, and there's certainly no truth to it. I don't know how to put that, brother. That's why I like to talk to you because you can sum it up for me sometime. So, it's a great day. here in North Carolina. Inshallah, great day for us here in these United States of America, from East Coast to the West Coast. Brother Shahid, I would like to throw out, I guess, a question or something out here, because of these what we call the holidays and the seasons of this here end of the year, of course, and the Christmas holidays, I call it, you know, Christmas. We got New Year's, Christmas, and even Thanksgiving, which is a few weeks behind us. So, you know, I'd like to say, how do we prepare ourselves for these holidays and the new the new turn and the new turnover, the new turn in reference to you know, the election, the upcoming new presidential, and the holidays itself. You know, I mean, things are tightening up. I of course, you know, it's not wrecking the men in my mind. You know, and I say, you of course, and some of us elder people, like yourself, myself, your wife, my wife, some of the elder people, it's not such a wrecking thing to me. But there are, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir, I hear you very well.
Okay, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. But there are some of us at this point that, you know, we really don't know which way to go. You know, we are just, as the old folks said, living on a wing and a prayer, you know. But what do we do, you know, after January 1st, 2017, you know, what do we do, you know, with the new, like I say, the seat, the presidential, and the, you know, this holiday called Christmas. So,
okay.
You know, with our young folks and our young mothers here with kids, without a husband, things of that nature. Of course, the weather is changes this time of year. So I like to just throw out there and I call you the reminder, because you do remind myself, the people, of the greatness of Allah and the struggle that we are going through here, you know. So to put that to end my conversation is you know, like what do we do to continue to to go on with trying to do the right thing, trying to serve Allah, and you know, just trying to be being a state of reality, you know, being a state of reality, saying that you know, yeah, I believe in God, I believe in Allah, I'm not celebrating Christmas, or I am celebrating Christmas, but you know, tomorrow is coming. You know, what do we do to continue to be good, law-abiding citizens? To continue to go on again and be law-abiding citizens, and you know, be safe, take care of families, and that type thing. Do we share?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry. I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to remind you that We do have a time. We have other guests today, I see. And when we have other guests, we have to cut the time short. So we're going to give you about a couple of minutes to wrap up so that we can get some of the other guests.
Thank you, sister. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I would end my conversation there, and I of course I love to listen. So thank you so much.
Yes, brother Larry. Walaikum salam. We appreciate you, and you know, like I said, I know sometimes you know, when we really have great concerns, we might go over a little bit. It's okay. You ain't did anything, you know, incorrect. And the co-host is so wonderful in that she monitors the show very beautifully. I don't know of another radio show more beautiful than this one because of the co-host. She say me, but I say her. Anyway, to answer your question quickly, because I want to bring on some other guests also. It's real simple. It's not complicated. First of all, my cousin in Richmond, Virginia, I was talking to him. I call him my uncle, really, because him and my mother's like sisters. And she really loved him. He's a good man. He and I was talking yesterday, too, about a couple of hours. And I was talking to him then and another time. And he said, and we were talking about the new president as far as to get to that first and the coming future of the country, America, and the world because of the new president, because America is indeed the leading country in the world, in her influence on the world. Okay, first of all, the future is not in the president or the government's power or hands. The future is in the hands of Allah. If you are to have a future here, a good future on earth, you must come back to God consciousness, remembering you're not in control of your life. The government ain't in control of your life. You don't determine what your future going to be. Though you have free will, we can see that. Because when you do wrong and the government do wrong, what happens? Destruction. So there's no future in evil. There's no future in deception. There's no future in lies. This government is a deceiver of the people. It's a liar. It lies to the people. It takes from the people things that's due to the people, like their Social Security. Black people, African Americans, built this country. They promised us 40 acres and a mule when we come up out of slavery over 100 years ago. We never got it. So they lied. They never intended to give us that. So if you study that back 100 years, you will know that this government don't intend to change. And just because President Obama was in there, he was in there basically. A lot of people may not know this, but it's still a fact. President Obama won the election by divine intervention. The Europeans and the Jews never intended for a black to ever be in the White House. It's not called the White House for no reason. And it could have been called the Black House. They could have painted it black and called it black. Why did they call it the White House? Because they're saying this is white America. White America rules this country. This country ain't the Native Americans. It ain't blacks. Y'all are slaves. We were the first two here. The Native Americans were here first. Then the European went over to Africa and got us, the African Americans, so-called Negroes, so-called colored people. Okay? So the future of our life getting better, the mothers getting better with their children, the fathers getting better, men stop thinking they're women and acting and being gays, and women stop thinking that they are males and being lesbians and all this immoral corruption, degradation, that is only going to change when people change their heart and remember that they didn't create themselves. They have a creator, and he have a plan for their life, and his plan is a good plan. His plan is a plan for them to live a good life, a moral life. And in doing that, he will keep the world a peaceful world. He will keep the world as it was in the beginning, a good world, a just world, where people will be loving one another when they remember him, because he is love. And the family, in my conclusion, that prays together, I'm not just talking about our immediate family, the human family stays together. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, ma'am. Shabazz. Now that I see we do have other guests, so I don't want to hold the time any. I'd love to bring them on because they have been with us for a while. We have another 919-564-8936. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Well, we do want to, yes. We do want to let you know, our guests, that it is not necessary for you to speak. It's just that on the studio, when your number shows up in our studio, that means that you have dialed the number one button and that you wish to come in or ask a question. We see the number here in the studio, and this is why I call on you. But it's not necessary for you to do so if you don't desire to do so. You may just continue to listen to the teachings today, or you may comment or ask questions. It's up to you. All right, let's go on and see if you have any more guests here. Now, this number here is a unique number, and I don't know what the meaning is behind it. But I've seen it here for a while. It's a number that's a 111111111. Now, that might be someone who is sort of the word I want to use, I can't really think of right now, but he's probably checking in with the show to see how things are going and all. It seems like it's an official number, not just a regular number. I will push the button and see if someone would like to comment from this number. Yes, good morning. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. Is there a comment that you would like to make at this time? Okay, we don't have any comments from either number so far. We did give them a chance. So therefore, we will go on with another number I think I saw. Yes, I believe I know who this number is, a sister that used to come on quite constantly, but I guess she's been sort of busy as she hasn't come on lately, but this appears to be her number that I see here, a 202-413-2512. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Muslima, could you give us, tell us where you're calling from today? And thanks for joining us. So far, we're not getting any responses from the audience. We thank you all for joining us today. We will continue with the broadcast with Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. And I would like to say to all of you all, I talk to most of the guests, you don't have to come on. You all, I've stated that to you, and give a comment or just relate with us and whatever the subject we're talking about. It would be nice, though, for you Muslims to give your input, because this is one of the biggest problems, and it is a problem in our community, communication. It's a big problem with people in the world, communication. That's the problem with the government and the people, communication. The government don't talk to the people and tell them things that they're going to do or take from them. They keep it secret. So God, the Creator, made human beings, and one of these sisters, the guest, said that all problems can be solved through communication. So we must understand that we have to practice what we say if it's good. So even though you all don't come on, I want to remind you that we appreciate you coming on, you know, the program, listening, but you all are believers in Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him. And you all can also give some information to the people listening to help also. So before the program goes off, I would like for you all, if you would, just come on and give a comment. It don't have to be no certain length of time. It can be a minute. You'll be amazed at what you can say in a minute to help save somebody's life that's on the verge of committing suicide. So with that said, we'll go on, inshallah. We just want to say that, you know, life itself, life is developed and grows through our God consciousness. God, Allah, is the life giver. He also is the life sustainer. We breathe the air. We don't see the air we breathe, but do we say, ain't no air, I ain't breathing no air? Even if you said you're telling a lie, you're breathing air. That's what sustains your body. Okay? And if the air, your oxygen is cut off, your body will die. But who sustains that the air that you breathe? Allah, your creator. So, you know, there's so many things that the guests can talk about to give praise and glory to our creator that he deserves. He don't need you to speak good of him. He don't need you to serve or worship him. Well, his nature is self-sufficiency. He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He's worthy of our praise, like me and Brother Larry said, because look at all the good he do to us in spite of us not even being deserving of it. We know we ain't deserving of the goodness that Almighty Allah is doing for us. Look at how evil and how the bad things we are doing on a daily basis. Look at all the bad we've done in the past. And he still got us here. Let some of us live, like I say, 50 years, 60 years, 70, 80. And I find myself that the older people, I'm talking about like 70 and 80 on up, they're the people with the best moral conduct. You know why? Because they lived in a time when it was hard times in this country, when blacks had to sit in the back of the bus. They lived in times that before we was even born, those of us 50 and 60, on up, I mean just up to 60. They lived in a time when they seen the worst of the way the so-called white man treated African-Americans in this country, sick German police dogs on us, on our babies, on women, on children. When they bombed that church down there in Alabama, wherever it was down there, I think it was in Alabama or Mississippi, they bombed that church with those four little girls in there. They didn't have no respect or regard for African-Americans as human beings at all. They lived through this. Rosa Parks sat on the bus. We ain't even got the carriage today. These are the weakest African-Americans today in 2017 I ever seen. They don't stand up for their rights, not only their rights against the government, but their rights to treat each other right. African-American people treat each other worse than any other part of the human race. And then want to talk about the white man, what the white man is doing to them. While the white man is doing what he do, if you African-Americans do what you do and understand that what you were doing before you were brought here as slaves was loving each other. You was helping each other. Even on those ships, slave ships, when we were brought over here, you seen one brother, he said, "Assalamu alaikum," to another brother. Then he proceeded to tell him, "Look, we are different tribes on this ship. We're being taken to a strange land as slaves. So the only way we can survive, we got to make all our tribes one tribe and be united as one united tribe." And that goes also to, it takes a village to raise one child. That is the key to us as African-American people to change our condition, unity. And out of the unity in the worship of our Creator, Allah, comes love for one another, not hatred. So at this time, I'm going to let the co-host come on. I see that I have a number that's beeping on my phone. I don't know if it's a guest that's trying to get me to ask me something, but once I start talking on the program, guess I can't cut myself off. Do I cut myself off from being able to talk as the host? I can't do that. I've stated that to many of you all time after time. You have to call within the program. You got to call. Once the program starts, I can't call you. I can't return your call. I've given most of you the number. I've given you the time and the day that it comes on. So that's all I can do. So at this time, I will let the calls come on and give a few comments, and hopefully some of our guests will come on and give a comment or, you know, just let us know that we are doing a good job. They appreciate the work that Allah is blessing us to do, and they intend to join us and help us because Allah say that we are all supposed to be working as one to carry out His divine will, which is to spread good all over. We can't do this by ourselves, me and the co-host. We need y'all help. Not only good Muslims, but good Christians and Jews too. You're welcome. Come on. You're welcome to come on because we all going to be compelled to come together in the coming days whether we want to or not. You can see that with the presidency. The presidency ain't just against black people. They're against all people that's not white. And in particular, they're against all people that ain't rich because it ain't about color no more. It's about economics. It's always been about economics, but more now than ever before. It's about the rich versus the poor. That's what it's broke down to in all governments. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, Sunday Radio Broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank him. Thank him again. He's really doing some wonderful teaching today as he brings to us Judgment Day is coming. Nothing can stop it. We have to understand, people, that we are simply here, like all his the creation of our Creator, of the Almighty God, Allah. We are here temporarily. Everything that he has created is temporary. It's an illusion. It's not forever. But there is an eternal home for us. And we must believe and know that we will return to our Creator. But he has his beautiful heaven, as we might call it, Jannah, as we might call it, paradise, as we may call it. It is not for all human beings. It is not for those who conduct themselves other than human beings, who act worse than animals, more than the animals on earth. They cannot live eternal life in Allah's beautiful paradise, heaven, or Jannah. So we are going to be tested. That means we're going to ask questions. That's why we have a record. Why would we have a record otherwise? Questions are going to be asked on the day that is called judgment. And we're going to be asked about our conduct here on earth, our deeds. What did we do? What purpose did we serve? Did we think about our purpose on earth? Did we understand that we all had a job to do, work to do? And we were supposed to do that work together in making this world that Allah had created for us a better world, constantly making it a more enjoyable world, a world like heaven itself, that we can all live together in and enjoy, not destroying it, poisoning it, destroying it so that we can't even eat decent food anymore, killing the animals, the wildlife, killing the vegetation, killing the trees and shrubbery, and definitely killing the human beings. So what kind of earth would that be? How will it be if it continues like this? But it won't, and we know it. We know that the Creator himself is judging, and he's given us a time, a limit to all this destruction of self, destruction of earth. That was not the purpose that we were put here for. But we must understand, people, that our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, is so merciful. He gives us chance and chance to repent, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, to get it together, to come back to him in the right way of life, the good way of life, and create for us and make for ourselves here on this earth that he has created, a heaven for ourselves on earth, as he said that we would do. We would do before he destroys the earth. Those of us that he leaves here, after we've all been judged, will be here to bring back heaven on earth the way it was when our Creator created it. We won't have this evilness, this destruction, afraid to drink water because it's poisoned and all. Wondering what they have in the plants, it's a GMO, something to mess us up. walk us, make us other than human. And that's what our minds, all this mind is at some of these restaurants. The food they are feeding, like McDonald's and all, they change the minds and cause the children to behave and act the way you see them acting. You're wondering what's wrong with them and why are they acting that way. It's what they're putting in the food for the children. And at these fast food restaurants, it's fast food always. All right. So we have to understand that change won't come until we change within our hearts. We change within ourselves. Change won't come until we come together like we did many years ago, our forefathers and all. They came together to make this world, to make this land, to make here in America a better place for us to live. But we are divided among each other. We can't be successful like that. Together we stand, divided we fall. So let's stand together, let's come together, let's work together. It has no color to it. It only has the color of it, it's righteousness, a good heart, a good soul, good intentions. That's the color that we're looking for. Not a human color or a race that a man has given himself, a name of a race. That's not the real human being. We want those who think alike, who have compassion, who care about life, respect life, care about each other, and want everybody to live a good life on earth. These are the ones that we're looking for to come together and to make this world the world that our Creator has made for us to live in. Again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we do have Brother Larry, who seems to want to join us and comment. We're always happy to have him. So I'm going to give him another chance now to comment. Brother Larry, are you there? Brother Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sister, I do hear you. Of course, I'm busy and do love to listen, and I love the teachings that you all have. There again, as Brother Shaheed has mentioned, it's very simple and about where we are today. Simple for some, quite difficult and misunderstood by many. I just would like to also, remind or be reminded of, where do we stand now with situations of race indeed. Because I look and I see sometimes, and I guess, Brother Shaheed, I'm speaking on a material, on a worldly view. And I often, Brother Shaheed, you and I often speak, often. Just for the listening audience and as well as myself, because I am inspired by you, Brother Shaheed, and your teachings. And what I mean by inspired by that is that, are you there, Brother Shaheed?
Yes, sir, I'm just listening.
Okay, I just got a beep in, but that's okay. So I'm often inspired by your teachings because you related to me or you come to me with your understanding of the Quran. And that's what I would like to get people to understand that do listen to the show, that we're in the world of reality. We're here and we speak a lot of time worldly issues. But of course, a teacher like yourself, I look to you as a spiritual leader or a spiritual teacher. So often I'm saying that, so there is still a thing, of course, of racism, black, white, and a mixture of the economy with the haves and the have-nots. Okay, so let me get to my point. And sister, anytime I go, please remind me, because Brother Shaheed and myself, we can go on and on with each other. But so with the racial division here, you know, of course, this time of year, with the racial division here, you know, where do we go? I mean, it's like the half and the half not. And, you know, we got a lot of Caucasians, you know, that are, you know, I would say mean well. They smile on their face. They know we already in this spot. We got to live together. So with that being said, you know, because I think that a lot of the Caucasians, you know, and I don't want to sound racist. I'm just talking from a worldly view. A lot of Caucasian, I would say, is that some tend to think that, okay, this is the way we want to go to get America back, or to make a great America. This is the way they want it. This is the way that some wants to go, because they rather see, like, an Obama not in the seat, his views not be respected, and, you know, be poor, be just like the black person, the black family over there. You know, they would rather, some of them would rather just eat from a can than to see the great views of a people, of a president like Obama, a president as Obama, than to I would say give in to righteousness, you know, give in to justice, freedom, justice, and equality, than to give in to that. They didn't really eat from the can just to say that these black folks, I guess, or this president is not. And I don't think some views, and I'm gonna cut it short. Some views, I don't think it's a Democratic or Republican issue. So, on the spiritual side of that, you know, I would like to hear a view on that. I mean, because I know slavery got us all twisted up here, but me being 60 years old, I myself am still twisted, you know, from
Brother
the Larry, condition from the condition that our people come from.
Brother,
yes,
Holloway, I don't mean to cut you, but mm-hmm. I do want to try to get a guest on, and this guest's been trying to get me for a while on my phone. And I would like to hear from her if the co-host can get her on. But I need the co-host to give you, because I can't find it right now, her number. And I would like for you to call her and ask her why that she can't come on, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I don't have the number right off, but co-host, would you give her Sister Muslima's number? And ask her to, give the brother Sister Muslima's number and ask her to call, because she's been trying to call me. But as I say, once I'm on the program, if I get off, I can't get back on.
Brother Muslima is all I have called. She was one of the ones that I asked to speak and requested to hear from. She's on, she's listening, but obviously for some reason she didn't want to comment.
Okay,
so
okay. Well, I'm through with that.
Okay, I would give her another chance to see if she would like to comment. One moment.
She has been calling me, but I can't. Okay, that's
yes.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure that everybody has an opportunity.
Excuse me, I have her on now. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Muslima.
Wa alaikum salam, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you now. I let him know that I brought you on much earlier. At the time, you didn't come. I guess you weren't ready to come in, or maybe you didn't hear me. But we are always glad to have you on our show, and we're glad to hear from you again, and would love to hear whatever it is that you would like to comment about, whatever question you have.
Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for this opportunity. Actually, I heard the talk. I was on, but I could not. You couldn't hear me, and I was trying my best to try to clear that issue. So I guess it wasn't working, but now it's working. So, alhamdulillah. How's everybody?
Everybody's good. I'm good.
Brother Larry.
Thank you, Pastor.
I'm here, Brother Larry. Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Thank you, Sister Muslima. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you as well. I heard your comment, Brother Larry, earlier when you asked about the issues that the current issues, or that they're not current, they've been going on for a while with, you know, with relative to African Americans in particular, the people who've been oppressed in this country. You know, we know that you know the comment that you made earlier about trying to rectify our problems that we're having, single mothers. You remember the comment you made?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wanted to comment on what you said, if I could.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, everyone has the same opportunity in life. You know, it's even a person who has, you know, the greatness. You know, we all have greatness, but just because you may have an experience growing up doesn't mean that you're doomed to fail. You know, there was this guy who was an entrepreneur, and he didn't have good parenting growing up, but he wanted to aspire to be something. So I said that to say that, you know, regardless of what happens in our life, you're not responsible as a child. But look at everything that you go through as a child. It's all for a reason. If something is beyond your control, you know, You can be a victim, don't get me wrong, but if you keep putting yourself in that same predicament, you're a volunteer. So at one point in your life, you have to realize what has happened to you, and you can't go over on the edge. You know, a lot of people turn to drugs and alcohol. They go to psychologists. They go everything outside of themselves except to their creator. So I wanted to say that whatever issues, problems, concerns, you know, situations, circumstances, drama and trauma, hurt and pain, Allah has all the answers. The Lord of the universe who created everybody has all the answers. So as long as you keep going outside of yourself and seeking other than Him, you're doomed to fail because you're out of your nature when you do that. It can be fixed, whatever situation. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Well, you said a whole lot.
Yes, we want to really thank you, Ms. Lima, and that reminded me, and I'm probably going to have to ask Imam Shaheed Shabazz. I can't think of, but it's by the token of time. That's very serious. That's that statement there. And I would like Imam Shaheed Shabazz to quote that because I can't remember exactly how it goes, and I love it because it definitely can relate to what we're saying today. Surely man is at law, you know.
Yeah.
And we are taught that in the end, man would become what? Demented. Demented. Those who turn away from Allah, God, the Creator, what you see today is what is supposed to happen. This was ordained for it to happen. But man has never had control. I mean, they're going to my, oh, the president and what he says, he's a lot of what? Bubble, mouth. Why? Look at the 1960s. Since all of this was going on in the 60s. Our people, African Americans, scared to death about integration. What's going to happen? They're going to kill us. They don't want us. All this fear and all, but where are we today? You know?
Let me comment on that. Let me comment on that if I can. I'll let you get it real soon. But I want to comment on the Surah Asr because I've been blessed with my physical health where I can bow down and make my prayers now. It's so beautiful. You feel much closer to Allah when you can submit your whole being to Him. And Asr Allah represents submitting your body, mind, heart, and soul to Allah. And ain't nothing like that feeling. And I've been blessed to be able to do that and read the Quran constantly for over a month and a half because I've been in the house. Allah got me in a cave like such Muslims say, like Prophet Muhammad, and He's putting in me what He wants me to give the world to help bring the world back to His consciousness so the world can come back from self-destruction into a world of peace, harmony, justice, and love. Now, this surah says, we don't want to say it in Arabic. We're in America. We're not in Saudi Arabia. We want to say it in English, clear, so everybody can understand it. It says, by the token of time, truly, mankind is in loss, except such as have faith in the Creator and do good deeds. and join together, come together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. And that right there says what? Neutral means what? Neutral means also, it means together. It means if you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a Jew, it ain't even got nothing to do with no racism and no different races. Allah is telling you, he don't say, oh, he don't say by the token of time, truly white people are lost, black people are lost, Jews, Chinese are lost. He say human mankind. So Allah wants us to understand until we recognize the unity of mankind, he's not going to work for us to change our conditions until he see that we are working, showing him, put the effort to come together. Allah help those who help themselves. He give us what we need to change our situations, like Muslim was saying. But if you don't use it, you lose it. I mean, anything you don't use, you lose. If you got a muscle, if you don't work that muscle, the muscle will get weak and it will deteriorate. Everything in creation works. Allah is, as Brother Larry always say, an ever-evolving creator. What does that mean? Ever-evolving means he's ever working. He's always working. And as we evolve, as human beings, our evolution is change. Evolution means change, constant change. And Allah say, what reward is there for good other than good? That's simple. What reward he say for evil other than evil? So my cousin asked me, he said, I don't know what the future going to be. I say, it's easy to know what the future going to be. It's based on what you're doing, based on what people are doing. History repeats itself. If it's been a bad history in the past and you don't change that, it's going to come back around and still be the same bad history. That's what has happened to African Americans. They're not out of slavery. And I just want to say this for the record. The new slavery is sophisticated. It's psychological. But it's also physical, too, because you know what the real, you know what the plantations are now? They're the prisons. Free labor. They make trillions of dollars of free labor in the prison. They pay one inmate $6-7 a day. And off that inmate, they make probably about $100,000. That's a fact. One inmate. So they're building more prisons in the United States than there are schools. In fact, they're shutting down the schools because they're showing you they don't want you educated correctly. They want you ignorant so you will continue to commit crimes and the government can continue to go grow economically strong and powerful and keep you in slavery. Because if you don't have economic control over your race, somebody else got economic control over your race, then you're under their control. They become your God. Because everything you need to sustain you on this side of the life, they control. So if you can't, you're struggling just to try to eat, try to get to take care of your basic needs, and you begging somebody else, you got to go to them. You ain't got time to seek God if you're hungry. Okay, if you are those on the street, like Brother Larry say, you eating out of can. You laying all out on the White House lawn like they are. The Republicans riding by them, the billion and millionaires, looking at them like, and the rich people, I'm going to tell you right now, they don't consider poor people as human beings. They consider us, one man said on a movie I got, and this is true, say, they're poor people, they're worse than human beings, they're maggots. Call us a maggot. So the thing that's going to save us, I repeat, and go back to the basic and foundation, is the only one that can save us, as Muslims would say, is our Creator. He still controls the heavens and the earth. He said he tests us with evil and good, both by way of trial. So he created the world good. He's not going to change the world back to good because he didn't make it bad. Who made the world bad? People. Who going to make the world better? People. So don't look for God. A lot of people pray, go to church, go to mosque, go to the synagogue and religion, and they think that the rituals they go through just going to allow this, the Creator going to change things just because they're going through physical rituals. And they don't put no effort in trying to make the world better in their own life first and then be an example for others and go around encouraging others to the good. In this country, Muslim, Christian, Jews, the majority of people, you see them, they won't even hardly speak to each other. When they're doing something evil, they encourage it. I see in a fight, I see black people in particular fighting, and people in general, in D.C., down here, North Carolina, and people just black people especially, but people in general, they'll come around and look at the fight to watch one another, one or the other kill each other before anybody intervenes. Be on the buses in D.C. in particular. Got elderly people on there, sick people. The young people cursing, disrespecting them, no respect. So this world is doomed to destruction very soon if it don't come back to taqwa. That's God consciousness, which will bring them back to what? Righteousness. It will bring them back to goodness and the goodness of Allah in their hearts and soul. And then they'll work for the goodness and they won't continue to strive to do the evil. Peace.
Aslama, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he is definitely, as usual, teaching, spitting out those words of truth, the spiritual words, the words that touch our hearts and change our minds and souls into turning back towards the Creator. Those of us who are sincere, we hear people talking about the future, and that reminded me of a song we used to sing when we were little. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future is not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, will be. That's telling us, put your faith in the one God, your Creator. That's for Him to know. You only follow His instructions and do what He says. And if you have faith, you know there will be a future. Because He's the one who created earth and nobody else. But Rome kept building. Evil kept going and doing what it wanted to do to make you think that it was in control and that it was going to be the one to determine the future. And as you can see, Rome is building today. Buildings like never before. And they're building more prisons along, like they said, to do what? Those that they don't want to be bothered with, they're going to put in prison and eventually destroy. They have always had that in mind. Has it happened before? People, stop allowing all of this hearsay stuff about what man is going to do affect you. Think about what you're going to do, like Imam Shahid Shabazz said. What is your purpose here? What is your relationship to your Creator? What's your purpose? What does He want you to do? How are you going to make things better? Don't look for this president to do anything. He's going to do nothing but run his mouth like he's doing now. When he gets into office, there's going to be a whole lot of problems there for him. So much is going to overwhelm him. And what he's going to probably end up doing is seeking somebody else to do it for him. In other words, it won't be what he said he's going to do, or them either. They are a lot of what they've always been. Like I said, I see it. I see 1960s before us now because all of this had people in fear in the 1960s with integration and all of that. They were going around here acting crazy like the world was at an end then. Come on. Wake up. Get yourself together. Do what you're supposed to do and you won't have to worry about what anybody else has to do. Come together. Do what your Creator put you on earth to do. And you will make the change. The change is going to be when you are ready to, when you change it in your heart, when you start believing, when you start coming together in unity, and when you start getting the work done that you are put here to do. That's what's going to count. That's what the real, where the solution is. And that's what Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching so strongly on today. And we thank Allah for Imam Shahid Shabazz because he brings the truth to us and he brings it to us straight and clear. We do have others on here that I would like to give another chance to speak. In fact, we have someone on here that I haven't called. It's a new number, a 404-573-7445. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? That's 404-573-7445. As we said, people, it's not necessary for you to comment, but when your name does show up on our switchboard, that means that you have something to say or you have a question that you would like to ask. And we'd love to hear from you anytime. We need your feedback, and we welcome it. So if there is a comment, we'd love to hear from you at this time. If not, we will go on to someone else and give them a chance.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, this is Daoud Sharif.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Brother Daoud.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm actually I'm in Washington, D.C. at this point, but I recently relocated from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
This is the first time I've heard the broadcast.
And, yes, sir. Thank you.
The message is very, very powerful. And I'm hearing all of the fear about the president elect. And I tell people, don't be scared, get prepared. And I'm not scared because I'm prepared. So you have to be prepared for whatever eventuality that we see coming before us. And I see it as an opportunity for unification, people coming together.
Yes, sir. Me too.
There was no appreciation for the excellent character of President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. So since there was no respect for them,
right.
To me, God says, okay, take this. See how you like this.
That's right.
So, I just hope that we understand, that it's an opportunity for us. And it's all based on our perspective. We have to see it the right way, and
Allah
commands us in the Quran.
Yes, sir.
He says, put the best construction on the matter.
That's right.
So we have no right to be pessimistic. We have, a responsibility to be optimistic. Put
That's
the
right,
best
brother.
Construction on the matter. And then once we see things from that point of view, or start looking at things from that point of view, then we're able to see things that we were unable to see before.
Allahu Akbar, beautiful brother, well said.
I just want to congratulate you for your program.
I could go on, but I'm
looking for future opportunities to queue in and make comments and listen and learn, inshallah.
Inshallah. And we certainly thank you for those beautiful comments. A lot of times you don't have to talk loud. You don't have to talk a long time. It's the substance of what you said. And the substance of what you said was profound. And I look forward to you, our future, in the future, coming on as much as you want. And let others know about the program. So that, because we got to do this job together as believers. We can't do it just alone. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, he had followers, he had support, and they worked together. The key, it ain't how many numbers we got, but just it's being unified in faith and trust in Allah, knowing he have all control and all power at all times, and that evil, though he allowed it to exist, he still have power over evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Evil don't have any power of itself. We have to understand that. So those were beautiful comments.
Thank you. And your commentary in the show itself.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And please come back on.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And you have a beautiful day. Beautiful day, Brother Daoud. Okay, co-host, you can come back on. Can I say one thing before you bring on the guest? It'll be very brief.
Yes, sir. Yes, you may.
If I have time. I just want to say one thing, too, that a group years ago that we used to listen to that in the 70s called Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was dealing with nature, the elements of nature. And it was a beautiful spiritual album in terms of the lyrics. And on one of the songs, being that I have been called a singer, but I sing a little bit, but I just want to sing this. Ain't no winds and string instruments. This is just my heart and my voice coming from my soul, from Allah. On that song, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and this is profound, people. Please listen to this, these words carefully. Allah said, they said, Allah, the Creator, gave us a will to be free, purpose to live in reality. That's it. Did you hear that? What was the purpose? Allah gave us a will. It was to live in his reality. And what is Allah's reality? Is it the material world? No. Allah's reality is unseen. His world is unseen. So if you try to live in the material world, that is, you try to make the material world real, then you have left the reality of Allah's world and entered into the world of the jinns, the evil spirits of Satan and his followers that you can't see, and the jinn in ourselves as human, that's the evil part of us that rebels against the will of Allah. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, brother. And yes, now I didn't realize the time. It is time for us to again close for this beautiful, beautiful moment of discussion that we have here until next Sunday. So we want to thank our radio audience for listening today and thank all of you who came on and gave a comment and asked questions to let us know what you're thinking about and then joined us and supported us. We want to thank you for that. And ask all of you to come again this time next Sunday, 10:30 a.m. for the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. And now Imam Shaheed Shabazz will close out with prayer.
Is Brother Daoud, are you still on listening? I guess he's gone. Okay, no problem. Oh, no problem. Are you here? I would like for you to close out with prayer, Brother Daoud.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna insana lafi kusr. Illa al-ladina aminu wa amalu salihat. Wa tawassaw bil haq, wa tawassaw bil sabr. In English, by the token of time, verily, surely, man is in loss, except those who have faith and do good works, righteous deeds, and gather together in mutual consultation of truth, patience, and consistency. Ameen.
And Brother Daoud and the radio audience, I would like for you all to know that any time you can call us when we're not on the air, my number is 336-497-8734. I would like to talk to you, Brother Daoud. Again, my number is 336-497-8734. My wife's number is 301-672-3381. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much.